Chimeric birds could explain how brains get big. The relatively sophisticated brain of a songbird has been transplanted into the body of a distantly related, less intelligent species. The study could help us understand how brains develop, perhaps opening the way to treating some brain conditions. Since 2009, Chun-Chun Chen of Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, has performed over 100 brain transplants in birds. In her latest study, she transferred the cells destined to become the forebrain of zebra finches, Tianeopygia guttata, into Japanese quail, Coturnix japonica, embryos, after removing the equivalent quail cells. After the transplants, Chen incubated the eggs for up to 16 days, before opening them to find that the transplanted cells had integrated into their hosts, forming the normal neural pathways. None of the chimeric embryos hatched, however, perhaps because their hybrid brains could not trigger breathing. Chen says she will try to crack the hatching problem by transplanting just half a zebra finch forebrain, leaving half the quail forebrain still in place. Researchers have been attempting such transplants for decades. In 1957, Petar Martinovich of Yale University transplanted the heads of one set of chicken embryos to another. Few survived. Then in 1988, Evan Balaban of McGill University in Montreal, Canada, transplanted chicken brain cells into quail embryo and hatched the resulting chimera. Some of the chicken's behaviors, such as the chicken's propensity to crow, were transferred with the cells. Developmental differences. Unlike chickens and quails, zebra finches develop differently. Zebra finches are like humans. They're born naked and blind, says Balaban, who also contributed to the latest study. Zebra finches are songbirds that learn their songs, while Japanese quails make simple calls and do not learn new ones. Their brains develop slower than those of quail, but reach a larger size. Quail are active immediately after hatching, but their brains remain small. Chen is the first to transplant brain cells between two such different species. This study was a technical tour de force, says George Strider of the University of California, Irvine. After the transplant, the zebra finch brains grew faster than normal and the cell density was lower. That suggests large brains do not simply grow under their own steam. We think that there are some signals coming from the quail cells that are influencing how much the zebra finch brain cells can proliferate, says Chen supervisor Eric Jarvis. The two species must use the same signals, otherwise the transplanted cells would not have integrated properly. But we don't know what those signals are, what they do, or where they come from, says Strider. They might come from other parts of the brain or elsewhere in the embryo. Some signals could come from the mother influencing how her chick develops, by varying the amount of food or hormones she includes in the egg. For instance, if times are hard, the mother might push the embryo towards a smaller brain, as big brains take a lot of energy to maintain. Once we know the signals, we could block or enhance them. If we could identify that signal or set of signals, we might be able to use it to try to control overall brain size, says Jarvis. Strider says that might ultimately help us to understand and treat brain disorders like microcephaly. 1. How could brain transplants in birds be useful to humankind? Two. How are zebra finches different from quail?